我们也知 实际上，当我们除了多了之后，在我们心里就有一个平常。
Or even when we read your word that we know, it becomes common.
也甚至当我们读你话的时候，我们也会不觉得稀奇。
We pray that today you would capture our hearts afresh.
我们求你今天能够抓住我们的心，让我们可以更新。
So that we would be amazed when we look at you.
所以当我们看你的时候，我们心里面能够惊喜。
We commit you this time, Jesus, and we pray.
把这个时间交在你的手中，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
So I want to begin with a couple of questions.
我一开始想问几个问题。
When was the last time you were astonished?
上次你被惊到的是什么时
候？ When was the last time you were amazed?
上次你感到稀奇是什么时候？
Now, I believe that many of you have witnessed the miracle of childbirth.
我想很多人都知道孩子的出生这样一个事，这样一个事。
And maybe you consider how amazing it is that from just a couple of cells can turn into this human being.
你会稀奇，就从几个细胞可能就可以长大成为一个人。
Just a few weeks into this baby's life, it's a heartbeat.
就在这个孩子几个月几个礼拜的时候，他就开始有心跳。
And the baby develops unique fingerprints.
然后这个孩子就有了他独特的指纹。
And somehow, in that amazing way, he fed this baby in the mother's womb.
神也用他奇妙的方式，让这个孩子在母腹里的时候就得到喂养。
I have four kids. I have gone through this process four times.
我有四个孩子，所以我经历这个过程四次。
It is astonishing every time.
每一次都让我非常惊奇。
And I'm sure we can give many examples of things that we experience in life that are truly amazing.
我们在我们生活中可以经历很多很多这样十分让人惊奇的事。
But my question today is, when was the last time you were amazed by Jesus?
那我的问题是，你上一次被耶稣惊奇到是什么时候？
And that's what we'd like to discuss today.
这是我们今天所要讨论的。
So we'll talk about this amazing Jesus.
对，今天我们要谈一谈这令人惊奇的耶稣。
And then we'll also talk about vision and faith toward the end.
最后的时候我们也谈一谈异象。
So let's talk about this amazing Jesus.
我们先来谈一谈令人惊奇的耶稣。
The words for astonishment and amazement.Are used about 30 times in the Gospels.
在圣经中，惊奇、令人诧异这个词使用了大约30次。
There are different words in Greek, but they have very similar meanings.
但希腊文有不同的词，但还是它的意思是接近的。
One of the Greek words is ekstasis.
其中一个词叫做 ekstasis.
And it means to stand out.
它的意思就是突出。
In fact, actually, that word ecstasis, that's the root of what becomes the word ecstasy that we use in English.
那么我们在英文中的那个希腊词就成为我们在英文中的那个字的字根。
And then there's another word that's used for amazement that's a little bit stronger.
那在希腊语文中还有一个稍微更强烈一点的同样意思的词。
And that's the word ecstasio.
那个就是 ecstasio.
And that's an intensive form of amazement, but that word is only used in the Gospel of Mark.
这个词呢，它的语气就更强烈，而且只有在马可福音中使用。
So when we look at Mark, we see that he really captures how amazed everybody was at Jesus.
那我们来看马可福音的时候。他就特别想到每一个人他们如何因着耶稣而感到惊奇。
Now most scholars believe that Peter is the source for Mark's gospel.
很多圣经学者他们相信彼得是马可福音。
And we know Peter was always making moves and making decisions and sometimes even putting his foot in his mouth.
我们都知道彼得， 彼得他总是要行动，他总是很快，有的时候啊，有的时候他说的就太快。
And some people even call the Gospel of Mark the Gospel of haste and action.
有些人把马可福音称为啊、那个做事的福音，是急促的福音。
Because as we read through Mark, we see how Mark uses the word immediately, over and over again.
读马可福音的时候，我们可以看到马可用了很多立即、立即。
Immediately Jesus did this, and immediately they went into the streets, and immediately this happened.
耶稣立刻做这个事情，耶稣立刻到那个地方去，这件事情立刻发生。
But even more than the speed of the Gospel of Mark.Is this amazement that's captured?
在马可福音中，除了急速这一点之外，还有一个重要的点就是惊喜。
So I started the time with that passage from Mark 6, but I want to give a few other examples of when the people were amazed at Jesus.
我们开始的时候看了马可福音第六章，现在我想和大家一起看其他几个地方。
So if you look in Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章
，verse 21 and 22. Then they went to Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them that one had authority and not as the scribes.
马可福音一章二十一节，到了下午，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训，众人稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像与权柄的人不像。
是 There was something totally different about the way Jesus taught.
耶稣教导的时候完全不一样。
Because he taught with authority.
因为他带着权柄。
There was a power in his word.
在他话里面有权柄。
And the
people
of the apostles were hearing.
第二章
chapter 2. We'll look at verses 11 and
12. 第二章十一节和十二节。
This is the story of the paralytic being healed.
这是那个被医治的他的故事。
Jesus says in verse 11, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go your way to your house. And then, at verse 12, and immediately he arose.
二章十一节，我吩咐你们起来，拿我吩咐你起来，拿那些褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿了褥子，当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀之神，说：我们从来没有见过这样的事。
Then of course we already read that section in chapter 6 where.Jesus calmed the sea, and they were greatly amazed beyond measure.
然后就是我们今天读的，耶稣平静了风浪，让众人都稀奇。
And then in chapter 7, there's another healing.
第七章另外一个医治。
Verses 35 and 37.
35-37.
Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly.Then he commanded them that they should tell no one. The more he commanded them, the more widely proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He made both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak.
他的耳朵立刻就开了，舌也也紧了，说话也清楚。耶稣嘱咐他们不要告诉人，但他越发嘱咐他们，越发传扬开了。众人分外惊奇，说他所做的事都好。他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
It's almost like they weren't just astonished at his healing. There was something more that they saw about him, because they said he did all things well.
不单单是说这个医治让他们惊奇，还有其他的事情，因为他们说他所做的事都好。
Chapter 9 of Mark.
马可福音第九章。
This is right after Jesus is transfigured on the mount.
就是在耶稣变了形象之后。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Immediately when they saw him, all
就甚至自己立刻跑上去问他的话。
And then let's give one more example, Mark chapter 10.
我们在第十章还有注意。
Verses 23 and 24.
23节和24节。
So Mark 10, 23 and 24. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How hard is it for those who are riches to enter the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, Children, how hard is it for those who are riches to enter the kingdom of God?
耶稣周围一看，对门徒说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难。门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说，小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难。
So in this example, we are amazed at his teaching about the kingdom of God.
在这一段中，门徒又稀奇他关于神国的教
导。These are totally different. Perspective than what they had thought or knew.
这是对门徒来讲，这是他们所知道、所认识与他们所知道、所认识的是完全不一样的。
And really, it was everybody who was amazed at Jesus.
每一个人都稀奇他的话。
Unbelievers were amazed. Families were amazed. Religious leaders were amazed. Disciples were amazed.
他的家人感到稀奇，他的不信的人感到稀奇，他的门徒感到稀奇。
Now, I'm sure most of us know all of these stories.
我相信我们大多数人都知道这些故事。
Maybe some of us even memorize some of these passages.
有些人甚至把这些经文记下来。
But as we consider Jesus this morning, who he is, the life he lived, what he's accomplished, what he's doing right now, are we accomplished?
但今天早上，当我们来看耶稣的时候，他是谁？他做了什么？他教导了什么？他做成了什么？我们还是要。
Are we amazed?
我们有没有惊奇
？Remember what the seraphim say in Isaiah chapter 6?
这么记得在以赛亚书第六章，记录我说。
In Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah.
以赛亚第六章，以赛亚看到神在宝座上的异象。
And Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3, it says, And one cries to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
以赛亚第六章第三节，讲到撒拉所，他们彼此不敢说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华他。
Isaiah was confirmed.
Isaiah, maybe so.
And then we know in Revelation chapter 4, take a look there.
我们如果再看启示录第四章的话
，verse 8,
四章八节
，the four living creatures, what do they do?
四个活物，他们在做什么？
Four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around their head. They did not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
四个活物，各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉主。
For those of us who have known the Lord for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's so easy to make the Lord common.
对于我们这些认识10年、20年、30年、40年、50年的人来讲，我们很容易就把主当做平常。
But he is holy.
他是圣。
You know, what's interesting about those two passages of Isaiah and Revelation is that there's the triplicate form of holy. Fully, holy, holy.
那我们来看以赛亚书和启示录那两节的时候，我们发现一件很重要的事情，就是有三次讲到说圣也圣也圣。
We know the nature of God is that He is love.
我们知道神的本性是爱。
He is righteous.
他 公义。
He is light, truth.
他是光，真理。
And he is holy.
他是圣洁。
But there's something here in these two passages about what these angelic beings are doing, that we recognize this exponential holiness of God.
这两节经文里面，让我们看到是这些受到的天使，他们认识到神的
Oh, yeah, where is your state?
罪恶哪里？你的毒钩在。 被他们所做的他们不晓得。
He unjustly is on the cross, but yet he is forgiven.
他被无辜的被钉在十字架上，但是他却得赦免。
And even our brother prayed today that of a praise to say how thankful he was that the Lord has forgiven our transgressions from the east as to the west.
今天有个弟兄就祷告说要赞美神，因为他赦免我们的罪，让罪东一西有永远，让我们罪恶过半年无罪过。
I'll continue to think about the amazing majesty of our Lord.
我们再想想我们主耶稣基督令人惊奇的尊贵。
In Isaiah 40,
在以赛亚书第四十章
verse 25 to 26,
第二十五、二十六节。
To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing.
那诗歌说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等？你们向上举目，看谁创造的万象。按数目领出，他一一成其名。因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
Now, I think most of you saints live in New Jersey. I live in Manhattan.
我相信大多数圣徒都住在，应该是因为我是住在南方。
In Manhattan, there's too much light pollution. I can't see any stars.
在曼哈顿呢，因为这个空气的污染，所以我没有办法看到天上的星星。
But for the time that we get out of the city, and it is a clear night, and we look up,
碰到晴天，我们向天上看的时候，
it's amazing.
非常令人惊
喜。I mean, some of the stars that we see are already dead, but the light hasn't traveled us for it to go out yet.
有些星体已经死了，但是光还在来到我们地球的路上。
To even think of the magnitude of the universe is impossible for our finite mind.
其实想一想，这个宇宙多么大，对于我们的理性，我们有限的理性已经没有办法把握。
Or even at a microscopic level, when we think about the intricacy in DNA, it is amazing.
回到微小的细节，DNA 里面的那些奇妙，我们也非常的敬畏。
Everything that Jesus does is amazing.
耶稣所做的每件事情都是令人惊奇。
And that should put us in awe of him.
这要让我们来敬畏他。
In these days that we're living, we need to be refreshed by that awe of Jesus.
我们今天活在这个时代。需要耶稣基督他的惊喜来重新来更新我。
In my sense, as I fellowship with saints in our area and beyond,
我和我们这个附近的弟兄姐妹一起交流，以及其他的地方的弟兄姐妹一起交流这些经验。
Is that many saints are weary?
很多圣徒现在都。
We know in Daniel 7 how it talks about the enemy who will wear out the saints.
但你是第七章里面到仇敌会使圣徒倦。
And that wearing out speaks of a constant harassment.
就讲到他们不断的来骚扰全圣
徒。It's a wearing out, a wearing away.
让圣徒精疲力竭。
So as we endeavor to live faithfully with the Lord, there's this opposition that's coming from the enemy to wear us out.
我们如果要为主而活的话，就会有从仇敌来的这样的反对。
And in the midst of that, we have the world trying to make us amazed at it.
在这个之外，还有一个世界要吸引我们。
I don't know how much media you consume, but I don't consume much media.
我不知道你会花多少时间看各种媒体，我通常会花很多时间。
I probably shared with Sam before how my family lived on my
television.
So my kids are not really accustomed to the programming on TV. But when we take a flight to go somewhere, of course you have the TV screen right at the seat in front of you.
但是如果我们乘飞机到外地去的话，那么在座位前面就会有电视。
And one of the things that my wife and I noticed is that everything on television, it seems like, is happening so fast, so hard.
我和我妻子所注意到的时候，就是每次电视上所反映出来的事情都是非常非常快、非常非常的疯狂。
It's almost like that yesterday's methods of capturing our attention are not good. It has to be even crazier every year.
就好像昨天所使用的让我们注意的方式已经过时了，需要用更新的方法。
The world is trying to capture our attention, and the more we're amazed by it, the more we're sucked into the world.
这个世界千方百计要吸引我们的注意，让我们更加的惊喜，让我们更加的被呈现在这个世界。
Or maybe in a different way, we can be very subtly amazed by all those things happening in the world.
或者用不同的方式，让我们被 世界正在发生的事情，让我们感到惊喜。
And we can really be astonished just by the amount of tragedy that's happening in the world around us.
我们也可能被我们周围正在发生的悲剧，以至于让我们非常的震惊。
And we end up losing sight about the amazement that we find Jesus.
以至于我们失去了在耶稣身上我们所发现并我们的惊奇。
It's almost like everything is working against us to make us amazed by it and distract us from keeping our eyes on the
prize. Now,
thankfully, we come together this morning, and each one of us has seen something that has amazed us about it.
感谢主，今天我们在这里聚集的每一个人都因着耶稣基督所做的某些事让我们感到惊喜。And
this is one of the reasons why it's so important for us to gather together as brothers and sisters.
所以我们作为弟兄姐妹聚在一起就变得非常重要。So
I may have seen a few things of the Lord.
也许我看到了关于主的一些事。
But you may have seen some different things of the Lord.
让耶稣为着耶稣而感到惊奇，以至于呢，让搅动他们。
So how can we be amazed in a fresh way at Jesus?
我们如何能够被主耶稣基督所惊喜？
We need a fresh vision of our Lord.
我们需要对主有新的看见。
Let's take a look in Colossians chapter 3.
我们一起来看哥罗西书第三章。第三章的前几节。
Colossians 3:1-3.
哥罗西书第三章第一到第三。
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you died.And your life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当行在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
So we're to set our minds, our hearts, our souls, our strength, all of us, set our
所以我们的心思意念，我们的心，我们的魂，我们的力量，所有的一切都要专注在我们耶稣基督的生命上。
And when we set our lives on heavenly things, it changes our perspective.
当我们的生命关注在属天的数字的时候，我们的眼光全被改变。
Let me put this in another way.
换句话说。
The more in awe of God we are, the less we're consumed by temporal things.
我们越被主他自己所惊喜，那么世上的事、暂时的事，对我们就越少吸引力。
And this is not to underestimate the real pain and suffering and difficulty that we go through in this life.
这不是低估我们在生活当中所要经历的。痛苦、苦难和难处。
But there's something about lifting our vision higher that places things in a proper perspective, even while here on earth.
这乃是讲到要提升我们的眼界，让我们看得更高，让我们改变我们的眼光，让我们还在世上的时候，我们的眼光可以对视的提升。
Our vision needs to be lifted higher than earthly things.
我们的意象需要高过实际的事物。
In the word it says that we are partakers of a heavenly calling.
用主的话说，我们是属天呼召，我们是蒙到属天的呼召。
Remember in the Sermon on the Mount, it says, "Store up treasures in heaven."
登山宝训主耶稣说要把财宝积攒在天上。
Paul talks about this reality that we're already seated in heavenly places in Christ.
保罗也讲到，我们已经与基督同坐在天上。
In Hebrews, it talks about how we have already come to Mount Zion.
希伯来书说，我们已经到了属天的西乃城。
In this day, we need the Lord to open up our eyes again.
今天我们需要睁开我们的眼睛，来这样来看他。
You know, when we think about all the different roles of the Holy Spirit,
当我们想到圣灵各样的工作的时候
，And of course, the Holy Spirit has these roles as helper.
圣灵是帮助我们那一位
，as well as bringing to remembrance Jesus and what He said to us.
也让我们想起耶稣和他对我们所说的话。
So these things wouldn't just be, I don't know, objective truth that we know in our minds, it's not reality in our heart.
这些是不单单是我们头脑知道的客观真理，在我们心里面却不是实体。
Makes me think about the testimony of Job, how Job at the end of this
约伯他乃是说他经历的一切苦难，最后他说，我过去是偷门有你，今天我亲。
Like the blind man who said, once I was blind, but now I see.
就像那个瞎眼说，过去我是瞎眼，现在能够看见。
Like in John, chapter 1, where he says, more than just hearing, but he's seeing and handling the word of God.
就像在约翰一书里面所讲的，不单单是看到，而且不单单是听到，而且看到。
This is a prayer that we often have, both individually and corporate, that the Lord refresh our vision.
这是我们个人和团体的祷告，求主能够让我们对他的意向可以被更新。
We can't live off of yesterday's vision of the Lord. We need a fresh vision today.
我们不能按照昨天的意向来生活，我们需要今天的新的意向。
Those things that we've seen are motive where we ought not to forget.
是的，当我们看见的时候，那些事情当时我们所看见，我们不会忘记，但是我们不能满足于这些已经看见。
We're to be pressing onward and upward.
我们需要不断的努力向前，不断的向上。
And how else can we really be amazed at Jesus?
我们怎样能够被主其他的方式使我们感到惊喜
？So vision is part of it.
意向是一部分。
Another part is being tolerant.
另一部分是让我们回到孩子的样式。
Just think about how Jesus says, to enter the kingdom of God, you must enter as a child.
主耶稣曾经说过，我们要回到小孩子的样式才能够进神的国。
Why?
为什么
？Children are dependent. They have to trust.
因为孩子他们是依赖，他们需要。他们需要信号。
And as a child, there's a significant element of self-denial.
作为孩子，他们当中很大一部分就是否认自己。
A child ought not just to get his or her own way.
孩子不会按照自己的意思去做事。
The parents cannot just train up the child.
父母的责任是要训练孩子。
So there's something about us as children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
How we're not just doing what we want to do, but we're submitting and surrendering to our Lord.
我们不是按照自己喜悦的举动，我们乃是要顺服，把自己我们要顺服神的旨意。
What else about children?
孩子还有什么样的罪
？Children are easily awed.
他们
they're easily amazed.
他们很容易。就被惊喜到。
We live in a very small place in New York, and it's amazing to me to see how children can be anything and grateful.
我们在纽约住的地方很小，所以对我来讲很惊喜的就是孩子们能够把任何东西都变成玩具。
We get a box from Amazon, and the box becomes a boat, and to the children.
我们从亚马逊拿收到一些盒子，在孩子手中，这些盒子就成为孩子们的船。
And another thing about children is that they very much live in a moment.
孩子还有另外一个特点，他们就是只活在当下的一个时刻。
As adults, we're always preoccupied with so many things.
作为成人。我们心思意念里面有太多的事情。
Little children really are so good at focusing on just what's important.
而小孩子呢，他们就是只专注眼前的事情。
So there's something of that to just to slow down a little bit and focus on the Lord wants us to be fully engaged.
这也是对我们来讲有意义的，那就是让我们放慢，让我们专注神，要我们现在。全心全意所投入。
And just a final kind of aspect of all this that I'd like to share about is this matter of faith.
那我要分享的今天的还有最所有这些里面最后。 今天早上我们花了时间来讲到说，因着耶稣而让我们感到惊震惊的事情。
Did you know that Jesus was astonished as well？
你是否知道耶稣也曾经被惊奇过
？Take a look in Luke chapter 7, verse
7.
So Luke chapter 7.Verse 6. And Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the sick man before him said, Christ said, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under a roof, having soldiers on me. And say to one, go, he goes, and to another, come, he comes.My servant do this, and he does it. And Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I see you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
路加福音第六章第七章第六节，耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远，百夫长和几个朋友来见耶稣，对他说：“主啊，不要劳动。”你要我设下不敢当，我也自己没不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就病好了。因为我在人前下，也有鹰在我以下，对这个说去，他就去；那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说能做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见这话，就记住他。
Jesus
in their midst, and because of their unbelief, they rejected him.
And it was astonishing to Jesus, their unbelief.
他们的不信让耶稣非常诧异。
And of course, on the other hand, you see how Jesus marveled and was amazed at the faith of this foreigner.
另一方面，我们看到耶稣却因着百夫长的信心而稀奇。
So why was one group had unbelief, and the centurion was commended for his faith?
为什么有一群人他们不信，而百夫长却有信心呢？
What it seems like is that the centurion himself was amazed at Jesus.
应该是百夫长自己因着耶稣而稀奇。
And because the centurion was amazed by Jesus, that turned into faith.
因为耶稣让百夫长稀奇，成了他的信心。
And it went from his amazement of Jesus to his faith.Then Jesus responding and being amazed at that faith.
是从他对耶稣的信心开始，让他对耶稣有了信心，然后呢，耶稣又为了百夫长的信心而感到信心。
When we meet the Lord someday, we all want to hear Him say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
当有一天我们见到主的时候，我们都希望主对我们说。你是啊，忠心良善的。
What sets us up and drives us forward?
是什么让我们能够向这个目标努力呢
？The more we see him, the more we know him, the more we'll please him.
我们越多的看见他，越多的认识他，我们就越愿意讨他的喜悦。
Remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章说
，He says whether to live or to die, I'm paraphrasing here, his life was to be well pleasing to the Lord.
保罗在那里说，无论是生是死，我都要讨主的喜悦。
That's the standard.
这是他的标准。
We so often try to please everybody else.Where the only one we need to please is the Lord.
我们常常要使每一个人喜悦，然而我们真正要讨喜悦的才是。
And by pleasing in that right perspective, by pleasing the Lord, or we end up pleasing all the right people in our lives.
同样的，当我们能够讨主喜悦的时候，我们就能够在我们生活中让讨应当被喜悦的人喜悦。
So I pray that this would be a word of encouragement to saints.
我希望今天的话能够对圣徒能够有激励。
That the Lord would stir up in our hearts a fresh desire to be amazed by Him again.
神能够搅动我们的心，让我们再一次能够更新对主的殷勤。
That as we press on through the year, we continue to know Him more and more.
当我们就是当我们在岁月中不断向前的时候，我们能够对主认识越来越多。
And that He even surprised us with us seeing more of these years.
他也能够让我们不断的看到他个人的惊奇，使我们他能够让我们对他的惊奇不断的超越。
So let's end with a prayer to ask this amazing Lord to give us the amazing help that we need.
我们一起来祷告，让这位让我们惊奇的主，把他那惊奇的赐给我们，令人惊奇的帮助。
Dear Lord, you really are an amazing God.
主啊，你是那是令人惊奇的主。
We ask that you even forgive us for the ways that we have been so casual as we approach.
我们求你赦免我们，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们常常是那样随意。
You are full.
你是圣人
You are love.
你是爱
You're amazing in all of your ways.
你所做的都令人惊奇
So we pray, Lord, that you would open up our eyes afresh to see you.
我们求你开我们眼睛，让我们可以重新看见你。
We pray that you would open up our eyes so that we can see you, so that we can then please you.
讨你喜悦。
And walk by faith in a way that even it makes you well pleased.
帮助我们，让我们在信心中行走，让我们所做的都讨你的喜悦。
We know that we